in preparation for coming to the Lord's table, we're reminded of what Paul says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Jesus said in Luke chapter 22, as Luke records Jesus' words at the Passover at the table, when the hour had come, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him, and he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." In Revelation chapter 19, we read these words, "After these things, I heard something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, 'Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God, hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God.'" And then we read these words beginning in verse number 7, "Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. And it was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, 'Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.' And he said to me, 'These are true words of God.' Then I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, 'Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.'" So Heavenly Father, tonight as we come to this table, we've sought to do our best individually to confess our sin and to speak to you about those things in our words and our actions and our thoughts that would be displeasing to you. We come seeking to clean ourselves up, to examine ourselves before we come to this very important time. We recognize, Holy Spirit of God, what it is that you're showing us, and so the conviction that you bring to our life is to help us be pure and to repent so that we might live for Jesus. Lord Jesus, we honor you tonight at this table. You are the welcomed one. We are here. We recognize your presence with us. And as a church, we confess our sins to you corporately. When we have been disobedient and not carried out the work you have led us to do, when we've resisted trusting you, when we have been disruptive and troublesome toward one another, and we have spoken in disrespectful ways with one another, when we have gossiped, when we have sought to control, when we have sought to insert our will for this church rather than your will, we ask that you'd forgive us of our sins when we have not carried out the great commission which you have given us clearly to do. We ask for your help by the Holy Spirit to do better in the days ahead. Cleanse us, purify us, forgive us of our sins. Have mercy upon us as we draw near to you. We come freely speaking, and we thank you that we receive mercy. and that we as a church find grace to help us in a timely way. We ask that tonight as we gather at this place, we might look forward and remember the days coming when the trumpet will blare and you will come again. There will be that great day of gathering, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. May it be all of us who are here tonight who have trusted Jesus. May we hear the invitation of God. So tonight we come to this table. And we come to this table grateful for all that you have done, Lord Jesus, in sacrificing and giving yourself to sacrifice yourself and destroy the power of sin. And may we, as we put our faith in Jesus and walk with you, destroy the power of sin in our lives daily. We ask that you would fill us with your Spirit. We ask that you would give us wisdom to know what to do as we long for and look forward to that glorious day, the marriage supper of the Lamb, when we again joyously gather with all of God's people, Lord Jesus, with you to celebrate. So purify your church, Lord, inside and out, as it starts with each individual. Help us all tonight as we come to receive these elements. Be careful to receive them, because as we take judgment to ourselves. So in the quiet of this moment, once again, let's just make sure that in our lives, everything is ready and we're prepared to come to the table with Jesus. And while we're in a spirit of prayer, I'd like for our deacons to come as we prepare to receive the supper. For I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let's give thanks for the body of Jesus at this time.
Father in heaven, thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love. And Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for giving your life for each one of us. Thank you, you did it willingly. I thank you went to the cross lovingly, loving us. And I thank you for your death, burial, and resurrection. And I thank you of your soon return. So I just pray each one of us starts with me and work out that we have no sin, that we're hiding, confess our sins. And thank you for you so graciously forgive us of our sins as far as east is from west. You are truly the Lamb of God who gave his life. In the Lord Jesus Christ's name, amen.
So Jesus took the bread. He gave thanks. He broke it and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Reminded from Scripture in the same way, Jesus took the cup after the supper and he gave thanks. So at this time, let's give thanks for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from our sin.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can come before you and your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we know, this cup represents the blood shed for us on the cross at Calvary to wash away our sins, Father. Father, we love our Lord and Savior. We thank him for it. We thank him for our salvation. And Father, may you bless each and every one here tonight who takes this cup in remembrance of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
So Jesus took the cup after the supper, gave thanks, and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As we read before, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And so we always say, "Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus." Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this special time that we can gather in this place. Lord, we're thankful for all of your grace and blessings in our life. We thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. For many of us long ago, many, many days ago, we said yes to Jesus and believed by faith that you died for us. The Holy Spirit came to dwell within us. We thank you for your leadership in our lives. We thank you for your conviction when we have gone away from you. We thank you for being faithful to us. We thank you for that eternal promise of salvation as we trust you. As we've gathered at this table, we do pray that you would come, Lord Jesus. We pray that you might help us tomorrow to live faithfully as disciples of Jesus, to tell those that we come in contact with about the hope that is in us with joy. We joyously look forward to that great day when we gather at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Bless us as we go. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. And have a wonderful week. You're dismissed.